Oasis Audio presents Beautiful Nate by Dennis Mansfield, read for you by Dennis Mansfield. As an infant, Nate was dedicated to the Lord, a practice often employed by followers of Jesus. During that dedication, I gave up my firstborn son to the God who gave up his firstborn son for me. This book is a type of second dedication to Nate, who awaits me in heaven, to Meg, whom I love here on earth, to Colin, who learned true life in Christ from his siblings, and to my bride Susan, the love of my life. I'm so very sad to hear of Nate's passing, which is such a great tragedy and tremendous loss. I'm deeply saddened, too. I really liked Nate and saw so much potential and such a tender heart in him, but he was torn in the valley of decision. You're suffering more than words can possibly explain, and I understand. It will take a while. Nate's death will bring many to new life, although today that's probably not a great consolation. Much better to have seen Nate come into a new life himself. But in the years to come, it will be very meaningful for your family to see Nate's story change the stories of the lives of other young men and women. Everyone has their own journey in these times, but all can unify in the great loss of Nate the son and Nate the brother. Melody Green, widow of recording artist Keith Green, co-founder of Last Days Ministries. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. The message. God's readiness to give and forgive is now public. Salvation's available for everyone. We're being shown how to turn our backs on a godless, indulgent life and how to take on a God-filled